during the gravel wars, some of the people that still have very strong feelings about it did a real service of getting the movement going and getting changes made. I think that virtually all the environmental organizations would agree that a lot of good has come out of the development of the conservancy and getting the miners out of the creek and moving forward. I think there are often at least two sets of environmentalists in any environmental struggle. They're the ones who start the issue and get the ball rolling, and those tend to be the people who are not very interested in compromising. They feel very passionately about something like the creek and preserving it, and they don't want to work with the perceived enemy. But later on, as time goes on, there has to be some compromise, and everybody has to start talking, and that may be an entirely different set of environmentalists who do that sort of talking. They're almost a different breed of environmentalists, and they each have their role, and I think they're each essential to the process. I believe that other California communities could definitely benefit from the sort of history of this property and how it's evolved over the years from various private ownerships and degradation of the property and degradation from the mining and then reclamation by the mining and then the development of the nature preserve with its emphasis on bringing back the habitats to new levels and protecting them. I think it is a good model, and I forgot to mention the role of the county. Without the county's support, none of this would have happened. I mean, some people may think the county moved too slowly, but that's what government does. It moves slowly. And I think that all these various partnerships are definitely important for other communities starting similar things. What I think is most important about the Cache Creek Nature Preserve and what I think that we all need to remember is that it's the creek that we're here for, and the reason that the Cache Creek Conservancy was established and the Nature Preserve is a wonderful way to highlight the creek, and I think that that has to be kept in the forefront. Sitting here in this wonderful historic barn and, you know, being away from the water, I don't want us to forget that the creek is what it's all about and that it needs protecting up and down this lower 15 miles.